Time to check in with News Nation's Robert Sherman in Haifa so we can get the latest on what's happening in the Middle East. Robert, hello to you. I was wondering, with the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah now and another Jewish holiday coming up on October 11th, the holy day of Yom Kippur, will this affect what Israel does and when they do it?
You know, I mean, it has, it will not in terms of the timing, and it will not in terms of the act of celebrating. As I mean, we have seen a lot of holidays out here being celebrated amid the wars and the tension in the region. I mean, we were here for Hanukkah. We've been here for many of the other holidays that have been celebrated here, but it certainly puts a cloud of uncertainty over everything. And it's something that people are going to be talking about at the dinner table. There's a lot of questions that are still circling about where Israel goes from here and what the coming days are going to bring. But you do start to see the celebrations beginning, hotels filling up, and people preparing to celebrate the holidays.
Since the news of late last night, any new developments to report?
Yeah, what I would just emphasize here is that we are not talking about a past tense situation in the Middle East. We are not talking about the dust settling and the aftermath of this Iranian attack. It is still a very active environment out here. I mean, I'm looking right now, and just about every hour this morning, there's been some kind of siren going off in northern Israel due to attacks from Iran's proxy Hezbollah. I mean, we saw a large barrage overnight here in which the Israeli defense systems had to knock out rockets from the sky. And then on the other side of the coin, the Israeli operations are not stopping. There are boots on the ground in southern Lebanon. There were strikes carried out overnight in Beirut. And Israelis have announced the names of 8 of their troops who lost their lives as a part of those operations over the span of the last 24 to 48 hours. So we are not talking about big news that happened a couple of days ago. It is an ever-changing landscape out here.
We heard from a government spokeswoman from Iran on Wednesday that, the announcement was Iran has absolutely no interest in a broader war. What do you make of that announcement, and will that influence any decision by Israel? Probably not, right?
Well, here's the thing, is that the table looks different depending on where you sit, and the scoreboard looks different depending on where you sit. So from Iran's perspective, the score is settled. Everyone can go home after the killing of Hassan Nasrallah, after the Israeli strikes that we've seen in Lebanon over the last few weeks. The score is settled. Mm-hmm. Israel does not see it that way. Israel views the ante as being upped, and now it's up to them to settle the score. So you see the way that this goes, because everyone is keeping score in a very different fashion here. So Israel says they are going to respond, and they are going to hit Iran. How severe, we don't know. When, we don't know. But they're making clear that there is going to be some kind of consequence for what they view as an escalation. But, of course, Iran doesn't view it as an escalation. Iran views it as evening the playing field.
What are you hearing from your sources as far as an Israeli strike on Iran's nuclear facilities? President Biden, does not want that to happen. What are you hearing?
Here's the thing, is that back in April, the message coming from the United States was take the win, and Israel had a rather tapered response. It does not sound as though that there is going to be such a tapered response this go-around. I mean, obviously, we won't really know until it actually happens here, but there is a belief that what happened in April and the response to that did not change the situation. And the average Israeli views the status quo as unacceptable. There are still tens of thousands of people in northern Israel who are displaced. And people believe that that needs to change. That dynamic needs to be averted. So does the ante get upped? We'll see. But that is certainly where the rhetoric is all pointing towards.
News Nation's Robert Sherman in Haifa. Really appreciate your reporting, Robert. Thank you very much.
Thank you.